Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, June 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Rock breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., OTCQB, LGCXF, gains BLM approval for expanded drilling at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp., listed on the TSXV as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, has received approval from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to expand drilling at its Santa Fe Mine project in Nevada. This approval allows for testing extensions of known gold and silver resources in the Slab and York zones. Phase 1 drilling is currently underway, with several holes completed and assays expected soon. The Santa Fe Mine project, with past production of over 359,000 ounces of gold and 702,000 ounces of silver, is moving towards production and plans to update its preliminary economic assessment. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
GeoVax highlights broad cross-protective immunity of multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine candidates at Keystone Symposia. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlighted the broad cross-protective immunity of their multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine candidates at the Keystone Symposia. Preclinical studies show durable protection against SARS-CoV-2 variants, including Omicron XBB.5, driven by T-cell responses. The studies presented at the symposia showcased the ability of their MVA-vectored COVID-19 vaccines to induce lasting cross-reactive immunity against variants in animal models. These findings emphasize the importance of GeoVax's multi-antigen design strategy in addressing variant evasion and immune response challenges in vulnerable populations. The presentations detailed the efficacy of GEO-CM02 and GEO-CM04S1 vaccine candidates in providing protection against various strains and subvariants of the virus, demonstrating the value of inducing broadly specific immune responses to combat evolving SARS-CoV-2 variants. Akshay Harlalka recognized for excellence in precision machine design and advanced manufacturing. Akshay D. Harlalka, a mechanical engineer with a background in precision machine design and advanced manufacturing, has been recognized for his exceptional professional achievements by Marcus Who's Who. Graduating top of his class from Vellore Institute of Technology in India, he went on to earn a master's degree from MIT specializing in precision engineering. With a career spanning ASML and applied materials, he has made significant contributions to the semiconductor industry, including patented in-situ cleaning systems and reticle slip limiter technology. Currently, as a staff mechanical engineer at Atomic Machines Inc., he leads the development of 3D inspection systems for MEMS applications. Mr. Harlalka's passion for solving meaningful problems extends beyond his work, as he leads public service initiatives and mentors aspiring engineers. His dedication and technical curiosity have earned him accolades, including the prestigious MIT Great Dome Award.
Lexham signs long-term contract with SLU to host one-of-a-kind muscle research lab. Lexham LLC has partnered with SLU Uppsala, Sweden, to host a unique muscle research lab led by Lars Larsson, MD, PhD. This experimental ICU model allows for long-term mechanistic and intervention studies on muscle mass and function under ICU conditions. The partnership aims to advance research into therapies for muscle myopathies, including critical illness myopathy. Professor Larsson expressed satisfaction with the collaboration, highlighting its potential to benefit millions of patients. Lexham is focused on developing biologic therapies for acquired muscle myopathies, with phase 2A studies on the horizon. SLU, known for its work in clinical sciences, plays a crucial role in supporting this groundbreaking research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.